with our good friends from Checkpoint XP, of course, that support us and always let us go live every Monday at 6 p.m. What they do. Shouts out to Norris. Norris was playing that. He was getting into that League of Legends there. He almost forgot about we had to take over. So I had to give him a message there saying, what's up, hey, man? You know?
I can understand the passion.
Yeah, man. Ah, Tarek, Joey Franchise is running a little late, so I'm sure he'll walk in so he can chime in on all the stuff that's going on, man. But we got lots and lots and lots of stuff to talk about. The story or the come up of the year is Star Wars Mandalorian.
That thing there, man.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. That is some serious stuff right there. What do you say, my friend?
Well, for people who don't know,
yeah,
it is a love story about a man and a woman who meet when they're younger, and then she has Alzheimer's, so she keeps forgetting who he is, and he has to constantly remind her. That could be The Mandalorian, that could be Notebook.
Yeah.
I'm not positive.
No, you're not sure?
But they're very similar films.
Very well. So, what's your first, of course, your first reaction? We already had three episodes, so we're way in.
I'm caught up.
Yeah, you're caught up. So how you feel? How does it make you feel about Star Wars, about the direction that they're going, huh?
I love it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I'm all the way in.
Yeah?
Now, I'm a Star Wars geek, but not to the point where, like, I know different class ships and different weapons and everything.
Right.
But I am familiar with the Mandalorians. And this warrior culture that they have.
Yeah, so you watch some Star Wars Rebels, some Clone Wars.
Yeah, some Star Wars Rebels, some the video games back in the day. You know, Star Wars, The Old Republic.
Right.
There's a YouTube video online, by the way, gives you a whole timeline of all the Jedi stuff. It's crazy.
Wow.
And so I'm like really dope. I'm really like enthused to see the Mandalorians. So this past episode, are we spoiling?
Let's see. Let's just give our
co-host.
We'll just give a big heads up to everyone who's watching right now, listening to us.
Yeah. So it's not gonna be a big spoiler.
We are gonna spoil a little bit. How about that?
It's not gonna be a
tinkle. You know what I mean?
The most recent episode, we got to see a bunch of Mandalorians.
Yes, we did.
And we got to find out what they've been up to and where they've been, and especially since the Empire has since collapsed, and that whole world of like what happened after the Empire collapsed, I think it's dope. Mm. And man, I thought, you know, we're not gonna see this guy. I don't know if we're ever gonna see this guy take his helmet off, but I thought it'd be a little played just with him not, you know, taking the helmet off. But it's great. It's great. You know, everyone knows Baby Yoda. Baby Yoda's still killing the game.
Baby Yoda is wild. There's some new
phenomenon.
Spoiler alert, if you haven't figured it out. There's been Baby Yodas all over the internet, so I don't think if anybody's figured out yet that it ain't Baby Yoda, it's a problem. So, how do you feel that first realization when that first episode when the Baby Yoda was introduced to us, huh?
I believe Baby Yoda was introduced to episode 2.
Yeah, was it 2?
Yeah.
No, it was 1, the end of 1.
Was it the end of 1?
Yeah, the end of 1.
I was just blown. I knew it wasn't Yoda. Though. You know, like I was like,
of course,
it's not Yoda.
You know.
I just thought it was cool, and but I wasn't sure how long they were going to go with that.
Right.
And this is going to be a part of the plot. It's a very well-written show, well-put-together show.
It is.
I enjoy it a lot. I enjoy it a lot. I think it's one of the, out of all the Star Wars shows, it's so far the best one.
Right.
And it's hard to compare it to the animated ones, but yeah, I think it's dope. I don't know how many episodes are they doing?
They are doing 8, I believe.
8 episodes?
I want to say it's 8, yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I'm all in for The Mandalorian.
Right.
I don't want to see any movies, though. I don't want... You know, it was so successful. We're gonna do it. I don't want none of that. just stick to the show.
Yeah,
I'd probably be happy if it's one season too.
Right? Really?
Based off the way it's going.
Like, I'm sure.
Just make it good.
Three.
I don't want to see.
I think they could get 3 seasons out of it. Maybe.
See, that's how you bleeding.
Come on, baby. Disney Plus gotta reach 1 trillion subscribers. Come on.
Well, I do know some people that have canceled.
Oh, really?
Because they've said. Like, well, there's not enough original content, so they're going to wait.
Just wait? Oh, so they can binge it later?
Yeah, wait until Disney has more original content.
Cause those are not real people, bro.
People I've talked to.
That's good.
Like, I already own Avengers. Yeah.
No, I get it, though, as far as Disney Plus is concerned. But as far as Mandalorian is concerned, do you notice there's a little – I didn't notice it until somebody brought it to my attention on the internet. the scientist who's spoiler alert, the scientist, the Empire scientist, that's what the mm-hmm. old Empire governor mm-hmm. or whatever mm-hmm. that wants the baby Yoda.
Yeah.
On his arm is an insignia. Mm-hmm. And it's actually the insignia, if you remember the insignias that the scientists in Genosha had, the ones that were making the clones, the clone army. It's their Genosis. Insignia. Yeah, Genosis. There you go. That's what I meant.
Ah, okay. Wait a minute. Those tall, the El Camino. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So they had an insignia on?
Yeah, like a weird insignia, scientist insignia. Okay. And he has that insignia on his jacket.
Mm, okay, so there's a union.
Yeah, I guess so. Like a guild, apparently. A guild. Yeah. So I don't know. It's interesting. Yeah. We did get another spoiler alert in the flashbacks of The Mandalorian. If anybody who's a fan of the Star Wars Rebels knows that Darth Maul went with the Separatist army and took over Mandalore before the Empire took over it.
Mm,
you know,
okay.
The Empire kind of inherited it.
Yeah.
You know, after the Clone Wars, you know?
Got you.
But it was originally assaulted by a Separatist army, the robot. And we got some droids in the.
Little
flashback, so that was kind of cool, you know?
Yeah, we certainly, okay.
Yeah. I know some people were probably like, oh, was the Empire using Clone Army? I said, well, technically, yes and no.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, that's how far back that was. So I like it, man. I like everything that's going on. I like the, I have nothing bad to say about it. Other than it was like, obvious, like there was a part where he got those Whistler missiles.
Yeah.
It was like, oh, okay, he's gonna obviously use those later on in the episode. You know what I mean? Yeah.
I didn't really perceive that he got the missiles.
Oh, you didn't?
Yeah, I mean, I know he used it.
Yeah, but, the lady made the missiles for him from the Beskar stuff that he got.
Okay,
you remember?
I just know his armor was dripped out.
You know, he had a bling bling. I guess apparently bling blinging is their thing.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Last speed. That's a really old school phrase.
It is. That's how old I am.
You went with bling bling.
I went even older. You know?
Yeah.
I'm trying to put in context for anybody who's not of age. Yeah.
That's
okay?
Probably the more proper phrase for my age group. I don't know why I'm trying to be acting young.
Oh, man. So Mandalorian is definitely a must watch. Anybody, if you're thinking about Disney Plus, it's definitely worth it to see some Mandalorian. We highly recommend it here at Geek Culture Congress. I don't even want to rate it, man. It's just...
No, let's just wait till the end.
Wait till we get a full body of work.
Wait till the end, yeah.
Yeah. Definitely a good time. Definitely a good time to be alive.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, we're not going to... Doesn't
if you're a Star Wars fan.
We have a lot of reasons to go to the theaters for the geeks until Star Wars comes out.
Yes, we do.
Right?
Yes, we do. Mandalorian beat Stranger Things as most streamed show of all time right now.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, apparently, wow. I don't know how they measure those things.
Yeah.
Between companies, but
that's interesting.
Whatever.
Okay.
So Mandalorian is doing his thing, Baby Yoda, baby, Baby Yoda. This is Baby Yoda mania.
I'm taking Baby Yoda over Baby Groot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Baby Yoda mania. Sweeping the world.
I'm going Baby Yoda over Baby Groot. Come fight me.
What'd you think about it? Everybody that's on the Checkpoint XP live show, chime in on the chat, and we'll talk about it, man. But let's keep the show moving, and let's talk about another awesome show that's on TV, Watchmen.
Oof.
Well, that's like one extreme to the other. We went from Mandalorian to Watchmen here. It's like from light to dark.
Yeah. I'm going to go ahead and cuss Speedy for the first time on the show.
You know what? You know what? We can fucking do it. Because it is A-okay here on the on the Checkpoint XP channel.
Shit got real.
Yes, it did.
Last night on Watchmen.
You know, I haven't been able to watch it, but I just looked at the synopsis, the review, just because I'm, you know, I like people to spoil things for me.
Yeah.
So feel free to talk about it. Yeah, that's good. I already know what happened. Yeah.
It's an awful thing, Speedy. You have to see somebody about that.
I'm going to see it, though. I'm literally going to see it tonight.
Yeah.
That's my plan.
Okay.
But I already know what happens in the episode.
That's so strange. Go ahead.
So it's weird. Yeah. don't judge me. Okay. Yeah. but do you like that? Oh, so let's get back. Where did we leave off on when we're talking about Watchmen?
I believe we didn't have a show. So we were two episodes behind.
Okay, so definitely the third one. This is the one with Looking Glass. Is that his name?
Mm-hmm.
That's what his name is?
Yeah, Looking Glass.
So Looking Glass has a flashback in episode 3?
Yes.
Okay, he has a flashback in episode 3.
It's basically Looking Glass's origin story.
Yeah, his origin story. Yeah, right. So I guess he apparently gets, spoiler alert, we're talking about Watchmen. He haven't watched it yet. You know.
Yeah.
You know the deal.
Game up.
Okay, yeah. So he gets seduced. I guess he's in some kind of a cult. maybe?
Yeah.
A religious cult?
Yeah.
Who gets the end of the world cult mm-hmm. or whatever. Mm-hmm. And they're trying just to tell people that the end of the world, find Jesus because the end of the world is going to happen right now.
It's set where the original Watchmen picked up, where Russia and United States and the Doomsday Clock.
The Doomsday Clock, right. Yeah. But it's an interesting thing that this, whoever the director was or whoever who wrote this story, how they did this, the actual New York City incident. Because in a comic book, we got a squid.
Yes.
And in the movie, we got an explosion, right? Like a nuclear bomb, maybe? Something like that?
Explosion, yep.
Yeah. So, in the, he gets apparently pulled into like that's the word I'm looking for. It's a bunch of mirrors. It's a fun house, right? Yeah, it's a fun house. So they're in a carnival.
Mm-hmm.
I guess maybe Jersey?
Yeah, he's in Jersey.
He's definitely in Jersey. Yeah. Okay. So he's in the fun house. Some lady pulls him in the fun house and seduces him, takes off his clothes and whatever, and then says, screw you, I'm out.
Yeah.
You know, and leaves him there butt naked in the fun house.
Yeah.
Right. And I like some interesting directorials. Where the director had the cinematography work in there with the cameras and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like when they lined up the girl and him.
Yeah.
And it looked like that not never ending mirror effect.
Got you. Yeah.
You know? Little things like that I noticed. But long story short, apparently because he's in that funhouse, there is an explosion that happens.
Yeah, psychic feedback.
A psychic feedback explosion. Yeah. So because he was in the funhouse and he had all the mirrors around, I guess, mm-hmm. that's what protected him.
Maybe.
Yeah, that's why he wears the mirror stuff in his hat.
Yeah, maybe that is.
He's obsessed with it, That's why he's obsessed with the mirror stuff.
I know there were some other people that survived it.
Yeah.
When you went outside, there were some other people that survived it also.
There was.
You know, so I'm not sure if it quite protected it. I'm not sure. Yeah, maybe it probably did a little bit.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Interesting. I love that name. It's such a great code name, Looking Glass.
Yeah.
It's such a great code name.
Yeah.
There's no way you can breathe in that thing, though.
In the next episode, they said what happened to Looking Glass, right?
Pick up with...
Sister Black.
Sister Knight. Reliving the memories of Louis Gossett Jr.'s character.
Louis Gossett Jr.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Man. If you haven't seen Iron Eagle, go out and check.
That is Louis Gossett Jr.
I think it's her grandfather. Is it her grandfather or her great? I think it's her grandfather.
Right.
Yeah. So we get to see. So we get kind of his origin story.
Yeah.
Which is very interesting. I'm not going to spoil that.
Right. No, that's not getting too much. But
yeah.
I just like the interesting thing that they included the explosion. An explosion did happen.
Yeah.
Also, it was a big squid that got plopped in the middle of New York City.
Speed, I don't know if you know anything about physics, but when you drop giant squids on things, there tend to be like some ramifications.
A psychic attack will just randomly happen when you drop a giant squid?
No, I'm just talking about the physical impact of dropping a gigantic squid.
Oh, well, yeah, but will that destroy everybody like that?
Yeah. It's going to be some some residual damage there, Speedy. I don't know.
But what do you say, Joy Franchise? You caught up on Watchmen? Well, welcome to Joy Franchise, ladies and gentlemen.
Last night's episode was probably, like, what I'm hearing on social media, like the greatest episode on TV in a long time.
That's a strong statement, son.
Complex and a bunch of other bloggy Instagram.
People are just going to act like Game of Thrones and Walking Dead didn't happen. How quickly we forget.
It was pretty dope, though. We're talking about the episode before that because they dropped. Have you watched episode 3?
I've been literally Disney plusing it.
Yeah, you see? You see? Now, this is where we change gears and we start talking about what is on everybody's mind is keep it or ditch it, Disney Plus, you know? Tarek just told me a little while ago he got friends that are like, we'll wait until they got more stuff.
They want original content.
Well, I don't blame them for that because all the good stuff is coming, like, next year.
Yeah.
However, I have been watching Mandalorian, and I'm actually really into it.
It's dope.
I'm not the biggest Star Wars guy on the planet.
Yeah. They do a good job of not making you. That's what I'm saying. Like, you don't have to know all this lore and stuff. That's the good thing about Mandalorian. Yeah.
There is something.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
A statement my boy has said, like, listen, ain't nobody watching Star Wars unless there's lightsabers or the Force involved.
Right.
Oh, and I'm sorry, Joey. I thought I had your mic on, but I guess I didn't.
That's fine. No, I corrected that.
Yeah. Oh, right. Yeah, and I had the volume up. Yeah. Okay, so nobody. Cool. So yeah, run back everything again from the beginning.
No, you didn't miss much. So like we're talking Disney Plus. Yeah. Now, it's definitely a keeper, but you know, like Tarek said, and you know, a couple of his friends can attest. Like, I mean, all the good content's coming out in next year. Yeah. All the good Marvel stuff, obviously. However, Mandalorian is actually very entertaining. I'm enjoying it. I haven't watched episode 3 yet. Oof. But it's been a hell of a ride so far. So it's good.
It's like the gunslinger in space. That's what the episode 3 is.
It is crazy because there's not a lot of dialogue.
No. Yeah.
It's just really him walking from one place to the next and
It's Grand Theft Auto with
real, legit, in space. It's Grand Theft Auto in space.
So Disney
with
Plus
with a baby Yoda running around.
So what else does Disney Plus have for you right now? Just what do you enjoy on Disney Plus right now?
I think I enjoy the nostalgia of everything that I grew up watching. Like for instance, I'm watching reliving the Boy Meets World.
Oh, man. Yeah, I just noticed that was on there. It was like, recommended for you. I was like,
I lost myself when I saw it because I'm just scrolling like, what else they got in here? You go to like throwbacks, and it's like, damn, Boy Meets World's on here. And I just got lost in it because it's definitely one of my favorite shows growing up. I did watch the Lady and the Tramp movie. It was
Oh, that's on there, right? The live action.
So that's supposed to be original content, right?
Exclusive. Forgot about that.
Exclusive Disney Plus premiere.
Yeah. But yeah, there's a lot of cool things on there. Like Gargoyles is on there, dog.
Listen,
yeah.
And I'm glad you got it.
I never watched Gargoyles from beginning to end.
So you know, that's what I'm watching right now.
I need to do that
on Disney Plus. I watched The Mandalorian, of course, but I'm sparking up Gargoyles every night.
Yeah.
And it's still very good.
I feel like that show was ahead of its time and definitely should like
it's so much. Yo, the main.
I would have loved to see at that time for there to be like some type of live action movie adaption to it.
Listen, here's how far ahead Gargoyles was. What was that, 93, 94?
Yeah.
The main detective is half black and half Puerto Rican. And then they touch on all these issues.
Is he half Puerto Rican?
Yeah, because there's an episode she got shot. And you know how black people's voices sounds in cartoons. Mm-hmm. I was like, her mom's definitely black because she was like, oh, love my baby. Yeah. And the dad's last name is Mazda. I don't know if that's Puerto Rican or what, but it's not white. And I'm like, Gargoyles was putting these leads out here. This is amazing. The police chief was a female.
Yeah.
And Gargoyles
were talking about the 90s, right?
Yeah.
Early 90s.
They were touching on some stuff.
There was a game I had when Gargoyles came out. It was like the
Super Nintendo, right?
No, they had the Super Nintendo game, but they had it was an interactive thing. So I bought the movie, or my mom at the time, bought the movie. And the movie came with a game. So the movie's basically the first couple episodes all mashed into one.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And it came with a game that was interactive. So, like, you're, like, doing... It was so dope. You know what I mean? Like, you know, before, you know, we had all the dope PlayStation, Grand Theft Autos and things like that. Like, it was legit, like, this board game, and I'm legit playing it. Like, me and my little sister.
I kind of remember that.
What it looked like. I'm going to Google it.
I kind of remember that now that you said
that. That was probably some of the... I probably... ran that thing back so many times growing up.
Listen, I watched Thor: The Dark World on Disney Plus.
I did too. Yes. Like you just like, catch yourself on Disney Plus, just watching Thor. Things that you just don't expect to watch. I was watching remember the cartoon Robin Hood?
Yeah,
he's like a fox.
Yeah, that's my joint
right
there.
I like that one.
And then like the roosters whistling in the beginning.
Yeah, man, the snake's name is Hiss. Yeah,
you know how funny that was.
That's like, legit one of my favorite, my favorite Disney cartoon.
Sir Hiss was hilarious, bro. Yo, it was so much classic stuff on there. A Muppet movie.
That's on there.
Yes, Muppet Caper and the original 1979
the great
joint.
Muppet Caper. Yeah,
the Muppet Caper was fire. I'm a big Muppet guy. Like I love Muppets.
Yeah.
It's weird.
I'm a big Muppet guy.
I would love Muppets.
It's okay. It's okay. You're into the Muppets. Bro. Different strokes to different folks, right?
No judgment, bro.
Do you like exploding squid or you like King Kong squid? That's okay.
Yo, you know what's crazy? I was a grown man when I realized that Muppets, the word Muppets was just men puppets. Like mankind puppets.
Yeah.
You know, that's what Muppets mean.
Sure.
I was grown. I did not even associate it.
No?
I honestly thought it was like
men. No, I just thought it was a name that is made up for the puppets. That was it.
I didn't think about the word puppets.
I didn't think about association at all.
Yeah, but I'm only just, I mean, I understand people saying they want original content, but I have so much original content going on with all these other platforms.
Yeah.
That it's just good that these things are at my disposal right now. So, like you said, Boy Meets World, I didn't think that would be on Disney.
But now I realize because I forget like anything associated with ABC.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I may go back and watch Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. if I have time. I'm probably not going to, though.
Mm.
I thought about maybe watching
Inhumans. I'd like to get your take on some things that happened in that show.
I thought about watching Inhumans. I don't know if I'm going to do that either. But I think it's on there.
You know, Inhumans, it gets okay when it rolls later on and, you know, after you go through the pain of the first 5 episodes. Yeah.
Listen, it's like $80 for the year. I think it was very much worth it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
For Disney Plus, we're talking about, right? Okay. Mm-hmm. But not, of course, you did the package with ESPN Plus.
No,
which,
I did not.
Actually, I like to complain publicly about ESPN Plus. Yeah, I got ESPN Plus because I like the UFC stuff, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But, so if I want to watch Monday Night Football, I can't watch it.
Yeah.
You know why?
Why?
Because I don't have
a cable
provider.
Sort of.
But I paid for ESPN Plus. Mm-hmm. In other words, ESPN got my money. Disney got my money.
Yeah.
And I cannot watch Monday Night Football. I don't like that.
See, you didn't read the bylaws?
No. We're talking about Monday Night. Like, I can't even watch some sports centers sometimes. Wow.
I know you're not going to be able to watch like some of the big college football games. Like,
no, some of them. Some of them I can.
But those bowl games when they come, you're stuck.
Mm. I'm disappointed. Disappointed, but whatever.
The one thing you decided to pay for.
It was because of UFC. It's UFC's fault.
You've been bootlegging everything. You decided to pay for this one thing. You got jipped.
Because I can't see live stuff. Yeah. But anyway, I digress. Mm. Anyway, let's keep talking about some breaking news. John Turturro, the actor, has been cast in the Batman movie as Carmine Falcone, the crime boss. The old school crime boss.
Now a lot of people are under the assumption that the storyline is actually going to be from the Long Halloween.
Yes. Might be based on the Long Halloween. Yeah. Or whatever. Actually, there was the Long Halloween and there was another comic book that was the sequel to that. I believe it was the
Dark something. Yeah. The Long Halloween, right?
Yeah. And there was
a good portion of them.
Long Halloween and then there was another sequel to that. I forget the name of it right now. Dark History or something like that, maybe. I don't remember. But the lineup for this movie is getting exciting. There's going to be a lot of heavy hitters in this movie, so, you know.
That sounds...
I saw Robert Pattinson in this Netflix movie that's based on The Crown, I believe it's called.
Mm-hmm.
It's like an old English movie, like, you know, like in the medieval times or whatever. And he plays the French prince.
I saw him in that.
He was really good in that.
He was good.
Yeah. And he was like really gangster, like really like, you know, like, you know, of course it was a time based, you know, a history based movie. But, you know, I mean, his character was really good.
Yeah.
You know,
that was dope.
Yeah. I really enjoyed that movie.
I don't say highly optimistic, but I'm reasonably optimistic about this movie now.
Yeah.
It's just the casting seems so good.
Yeah.
I think Robert Pattinson can act. I'm just worried he's going to look like, you know,
well, you
beat
know,
him.
We said the same. We said the same thing about Suicide Squad. Remember?
Yeah, you don't want your Batman to look like he can get snuffed.
Yeah. Remember Suicide Squad? We said the same thing. Oh yeah, they got a great cast.
I said no such thing. I said no.
Why
such
not,
thing.
Terry?
I did not say anything about that Suicide Squad.
I don't know.
Movie.
I'm kind of like, here's the thing. Like, I feel like with every movie Will Smith touches, it's like, oh my god, it's Will Smith.
Yeah,
but it's you can't forget like Will Smith has put out some pretty bad movies.
He's
always like it's like good movie, good movie, good movie, bad.
Yeah,
good movie, good movie, good movie, bad.
or it's just a movie that nobody cares about, like What was the last one? I forgot what it was called again.
I didn't even watch that.
You see?
Gemini Man.
Gemini Man.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it was decent. Tarek said four stars.
Yeah.
Yeah. At least three and a half, maybe?
Yeah.
At least 3.5
I give it. It was definitely 3.5
Yeah.
No, I wasn't trash.
No.
But yeah, I just said nothing positive about Suicide Squad. The people who were cast that we were excited about were good in the movie. So Will Smith was good.
It was good until like the when they were actually like starting to get the team together and like in the military base.
Yeah.
And then I was like, ah.
Yeah, well once they got after the team together, it was like then it became Spawn. It was what's going on here?
So along with John Turturro, so now it's official now that Colin Farrell is actually going to be Penguin?
Yeah, I believe. Nobody's disputed that.
Because I'm seeing Danny DeVito actually approved it. He approved the Colin
Farrell. Yeah.
I don't know how I feel about that.
Colin Farrell.
Colin Farrell, yeah, it's Penguin, yeah. There's a lot of good casting.
I don't know about that one, though. Okay, so Jeffrey Wright's going to be Commissioner Gordon.
Yeah, see?
Zoe Kravitz is Catwoman.
Yeah.
Paul Dano will be the Riddler.
There's a lot of ethnic stuff going on in Batman, man. What's going on?
It's a new day.
This is like the most equal opportunity Batman movie I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, they're just going
to... All they need is a Puerto Rican Joker. And
it's
going to
be, be Hasan Minhaj as the Joker.
Oh, man.
Yeah, okay.
I was just watching his latest show on Netflix, too. It was
Andy Serkis.
Yeah,
Patriot Act's cool.
Yeah, Andy Serkis is going to be Alfred. Yep. Colin Farrell is...
Andy Serkis, right? Yeah.
Yep. Colin Farrell is Oswald Cobblepot. Mm-hmm. Yeah, interesting. Very interesting.
Yeah. Interesting times. Let's go back into Star Wars a little bit. Kathleen Kennedy was remarked very famously in a, I think it was Rolling Stone interview, where she was talking about the upcoming movie, of course, The Rise of Skywalker and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And she famously said, if I can find the actual quote here, she said, "Every one of these movies is a particularly hard nut to crack. There are no source material. We don't have comic books. We don't have 800-page novels, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera." And then the internet happened, like usually does. And they said they started passing this meme around where, you know, back in the day they had that extended universe, remember? Mm-hmm. And then there's a little Will Smith with the hands out like, oh, look.
Yeah.
All these books and stuff like that have already been written already. So how do you guys feel if they dip their creative minds into on those ideas that were not absorbed as canon, you know?
It's too late, man. That's what they should have done.
Mm-hmm.
But you know,
there's people who swear by that extended universe, and I think there was like clones of Luke and weird stuff that was happening.
It got too far.
Yeah,
it went too far. it went too far. There was clones of the Emperor running around.
Yeah. I have a toy like that, the Emperor clone.
It went too far. But the story we're getting now is basically the same story that was in a lot of those novels. It was Han Solo and Leia's kids.
Right.
They were twins.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, one goes dark and the other one has to fight him.
Right.
And it's like, it's basically, I mean, we have no reason to believe that Kylo Ren and, what's her name? Oh, my God.
Rey.
Rey. Kylo Ren and Rey are related. But it was basically the same story. Lucas started a new school and the school went south.
Mm-hmm. So they did kind of mine
it. They did, but they could have just done the exact story because it was really dope.
Yeah, no, I did. Yeah. I really did enjoy that. They also did Emperor Thrawn too.
Grand Admiral Thrawn. Yeah, that was dope.
But they imported him in something else on the Rebels. So they can't use that. You know.
So I mean, isn't that what making a movie is? Though she's like, oh, there's no source material. Well, that's what filmmaking is.
Yeah, no, well, that was another criticism too. Like, go to work. Like,
yeah,
write,
like, what do you want?
You know, like, start writing. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I understand, but I can understand the pressure because the way the fans are fanatical. Star Wars fans are fanatical, so it's like...
Well, it's like Star Trek. It's like they live it. You know what I mean? They live it. Like it's almost a religion to them.
Star Trek fans should be happy they got another movie. They should be happy they got those three movies.
Yeah. That's what I said about...
I own all three of those movies. I've never watched... I've only watched one of them.
Why do you own
them?
I don't know. I just thought I'd get into it.
What are we talking about? Star Wars?
And they were
Star
Trek. $5
Star Trek.
Like that.
One of those you get at Winn-Dixie on your way out.
Yeah.
Now, you know what? It's $5 for the Blu-ray.
Actually, I've been watching the Discovery show. It's actually pretty dope.
Star Trek Discovery?
Yes.
I've heard a lot of people say good things about it. I'm not going to...
I don't like the way they did the clans, and I'll be... Public with saying that, but I accept the storyline.
Way to put yourself out on the limb there, Speedy.
I just don't like,
I'll go public with this.
Yeah.
I don't like the Klingons.
The Klingons are you know, I don't know.
Listen, if you're not in Star Wars, there's no way you're going to like Star Trek.
No, definitely not.
And I'm not in Star Wars enough to like Star Trek. Like, I like those movies,
you just
but, man.
Out. Star Trek is, comes around, you're just like, no,
listen,
nah, I can't do it.
The most recent movies were pretty good.
Yeah, pretty good. I liked them.
I enjoyed them. But, yeah. But I'm out. I'm like, I'm not doing anything else Star Trek. Once Scott Bakula got into the world, I was done.
How about getting into some Greg Berlatini's Crisis and the Arrowverse and all that stuff, huh?
Speedy.
You're going to catch up? What's up, guys? I'm going to convert you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Guys, yet.
He's not going to convert.
Yeah, it's not happening, man.
You already knee deep in this.
Man. Hey, we got to talk about it. It's the content for the show. I mean, it's going to be on TV,
talk about
guys.
It, but don't.
You can talk about it. I'd love to hear you talk about it.
Because you're, it's like you're offering me an aloe shake, and I want chicken wings. I don't want that.
You don't want my strawberry Herbalife shake? Come on, bro.
I do not want that, man. I want to go to Buffalo Wild Wings.
Oh, man. Well, they've been, of course, the Crisis on Infinite Earths set photos have been leaking, and trailers have been leaking. They showed Kevin Conroy's Batman suit, him in his Batman suit.
They're actually going to put him in the physical Batman.
He's going to be in a physical mm-hmm. Batman role?
Yeah. He's in a physical Batman role. He's older Batman, I guess.
Okay.
Apparently. Brandon Routh, Superman, in his older Superman. Apparently, he has a very more prominent role on the Crisis of Infinite Earth show as Superman, more than the Atom.
Mm-hmm.
So he's in a lot of photos. Okay. But all.
So is his role tied in with the movie?
I don't think so. So I think it's more like, you know, what's a real big thing with the Arrowverse is the doppelgangers. So you in another universe could be a serial killer. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Here you're a comedian. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And in another Earth, you could be a forensic scientist.
Gotcha.
And then in another Earth, you have a completely different name. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You're me maybe. And now you're Puerto Rican and you're DJing Spanish nightclubs. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? That's the way that the Arrowverse works.
Yeah.
So I guess what they're going to take is that this is a doppelganger of that original Brandon Routh Superman, but in his universe, he's older now and he's been through a lot of shit and, you know, vice versa. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, it gets confusing where I could see where it loses people. You know what I mean?
Are you just now coming to that speech?
But, I mean, when we're talking about shows that are run, I mean, you know, they don't keep these shows running because people ain't watching them.
That's true.
You know what I mean? So, it's interesting. It's on the internet if you want to check out I think there's a trailer already, and there's already some set photos and stuff like that.
Might take a look.
Take a look at it and see if it piques your interest. And anybody who's watching the show and is interested in Arrowverse stuff that's coming, the Crisis on Infinite Earths.
And I'm going to be honest. If I go on the internet and YouTube recommends something to me,
they got pictures of Smallville. They got pictures of Smallville, of what's his name?
Yeah.
In his, you know, farm. I guess he's done being Superman.
There's going to be two Supermans in Crisis.
There's actually three. There's
from Supergirl, huh?
There's the Supergirl guy.
Yeah.
He's actually going to get his own TV show, which you talked about in the show earlier.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
There's the Smallville character.
This is crazy.
So nobody from, what's the show, Krypton?
I don't think that's happening.
That show is not tied
into that's not happening at all. Yeah.
It's on sci-fi.
That's not happening. So, I was going to tell you what, I think we talked about last show, but just in case, just to recap, apparently, the Kingdom Come shows is going to get a show, its own show on the HBO Max.
Yes.
Where Brandon Routh is going to reprise Superman still.
From
this Superman.
Superman Returns?
No, this Superman. This Superman that's going to be in Crisis on Infinite Earths.
Are they taking that and put him on premium?
That's wild. And Kevin Conroy, all the characters that are from that Earth, that Kingdom Come DC universe.
Will be on the show.
On that show, yeah.
Okay,
so I guess they're anting up.
I might watch that because I'm just not a fan of like
the Arrowverse.
Public TV superhero.
Yeah. The broadcast TV, they just...
That does it for me. Like, if you tell me something on CW, I'm just like,
Yeah. I tried.
I tried with Arrow. Yeah. Arrow was actually entertaining for the first couple episodes when I started watching it, but...
Then it became Lost all of a sudden.
But now that we're talking DC, we're still on DC, so let's shift into something that's rumor mill. You know, of course, you know, I'm in that chat. Mikey Sutton is one of the insiders who provides stuff on chat on the rumors. They're just rumors, okay?
All right.
So if they do happen, they do not. So I do not say that this is set in stone or actual news, okay?
Okay.
But I'd like to credit him because he likes to be credited on stuff. So officially, it's all stuff from Mikey Sutton. All
right.
And not really in relation to any Speedy Jr. or anybody here in Geek Culture Congress. Okay?
I'm not plagiarizing you, Mikey.
He says that HBO Max app will not have the Green Lantern show ready by the time they launch it. So the nice shiny object that they will give us in original content is going to be the Snyder Cut of Justice League.
Okay.
So they're going to drop the Snyder Cut on HBO
Max? On HBO Max. And that's going to be the nice shiny object that's say, hey, you want to see the Snyder Cut? Get HBO Max.
They've been creating a lot of hype around this, so I don't see why...
This is why I say that this is quite possible and why I bring it up, because everybody's hitting... Oh, Ben Affleck said, okay, yeah, we want to see the Snyder Cut. Gail Gadot chimed in. And they usually don't go to those actors and they don't, you know... Things are planned. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
I just don't be tweeting like that.
Yeah, everybody's been talking about it. Jason Momoa said he saw it already and people need to see it. You know, it's the hype. The hype machine has started.
I heard what's in the Snyder Cut is like Martian Manhunter and Darkseid is in it.
Quite possibly, okay. Yeah.
I was expecting Darkseid.
Either like maybe not like him in a focal, a big role, but there's probably scenes of him. Before Steppenwolf comes and grabs all the mother boxes.
Yeah. Okay.
So here's the problem, and here's where I need your, because you have a little insight as being an actor,
He's an actor.
In the actor world, you know?
You have to wave me off like
Yeah, you know, I need your insight.
Yeah, okay.
So, of course, there's a whole bunch of stuff that's unfinished of the Snyder Cut, okay? There's specific scenes missing, and there's FX work that's missing. So they're talking about, to fix all that, will possibly it be in a tune of $10 billion or more.
No.
Do you think that Warner Brothers as a movie company is going to front that kind of money just to rehash a movie that has already been released?
I don't think it could possibly be that much.
No?
Yeah.
You don't think it could be that much?
No.
No? You think?
No.
Yeah.
$10 billion or $10 million?
Maybe $10 million. Maybe $10 million. Maybe $10 million. But let's say it's more than $10 million. Let's say it's $50 million.
No, they wouldn't do that.
They'll make that $10 million back just off of subscriptions alone.
$10 million they would do. $50 million they would not do. Because it's not going back out in theaters.
No, it's not. It's just going on HBO Max. Yeah, but they need subscribers, right?
Yeah, I don't think there was enough buzz behind it initially to justify another $50 million investment. Because then you do the $50 million investment, and you probably got to put another $50 to advertise it.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
$10 million I could see. Because I think this Sonic the Hedgehog corrections cost $35 million.
That's what I'm saying. But, do you think they're going to get that back, though?
$35 million.
You think they're going to get that back?
Sonic will get that back.
But after all these movies that have been crashing and burning, like Terminator and what was the Will Smith movie, and what was the other one that crashed and burned that was a sequel to? Charlie's Angels.
Yeah. Oh, that came out, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. You see? You weren't even paying attention, see? Wait, imagine what Sonic the Hedgehog comes out. Is people going to be like, oh, that's in the movie theater now?
No. But people are hyped about it.
You think
because
so?
Because people like the redone Sonic.
The no teeth?
But I don't, But I don't think a Justice League, it's too late.
You think
$10 million, they'll throw that there.
They'll throw that? That's chump change?
Yeah.
That's chump change to them?
They'll throw $10 million. Yeah, that's nothing.
But we're talking about Warner Brothers. We're not talking about Disney. We're talking about Warner Brothers. They got different mentality.
But $10 million is nothing.
Yeah?
Yeah. $10 million is nothing. That's not
like
a big deal.
They'll make that back off of subscriptions.
Yeah. Mm. When it gets to like 50, 60, it's like, is this worth it? Now we're looking at.
Let's do something else, right?
Yeah.
Because let's wait for Green Lantern. We're going to buy the HBO Max, especially with like Game of Thrones coming back and doing a spinoff.
Well, I understand it, but honestly, they only need one episode of Green Lantern just to start. You know what I mean?
What do you mean?
They only need one episode of Green Lantern, like a pilot. And then they could launch their HBO Plus. There you go. There's the new content.
Well, Yeah, well, maybe they should just make a Green Lantern movie through the actual service.
Yeah.
No, it's not. It's a show. There's a show they're doing.
I know, but like, I really think. I mean, I'd rather have the show anyways. But whatever.
Yeah. But they'll do it like Mandalorian style, that they come out every week with a new episode. Friday, yeah. Maybe.
I mean, I think people, like, we had to remember that, like, Game of Thrones, in particular, was probably one of the most expensive shows. And that's not very common.
Right.
You know, that's not very common. So I hope people aren't hoping that, oh, we're going to get great battles and stuff on these other shows. You're going to get more Watchmen than you are Game of Thrones and any of these shows. But it'd still be better than the, you know, what you can do on broadcast.
I mean, some of the things that they did on Watchmen are like, wow.
Yeah, yeah. You know? They're really great. They're really great. But, you know, when you start talking about, like, Green Lantern and, you know, things of manifestations of your imagination.
We're talking about a rumor too, so you know, who knows what happens. They might just put up some graphics, some pre FX, you know, with the little sticks and stuff like that. So this was what was supposed to happen in this scene. Now, well, you know, here's the next scene.
I have HBO now, so they, you know, consistently take things off HBO now. They're like, hey, this is no longer being shown. I think what they're going to probably do is HBO Max is do what Disney Plus did and be like, hey, remember all this stuff that we also own? All these Warner Brothers. Potters, you guys want to watch Murder, She Wrote? Yeah. You got that now.
Yeah,
I don't know. What I think is going to happen.
That's not going to fly probably for some of these people. I don't know. We'll see what happens. Snyder Cut possibly coming.
I'm all for everyone. Snyder Cut. I'm curious to watch it.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, I was that guy that watched. I went in when they dropped the Ultimate Edition of Batman vs Superman.
Yeah,
I copped that.
It definitely improved the film.
It made it a lot better.
Yeah. It definitely improved the film.
From like they were like, oh, yeah.
To maybe like 50 or something.
Hmm.
Like, it wasn't bad.
It improved the film. Yeah, I thought so.
Hmm.
It was enjoyable to watch. It was pretty long.
Really. Talk about movies that are improved. We're talking about a possible Joker trilogy in the works, ladies and gentlemen.
Not for that, bro.
Not either.
Yeah.
I think the idea.
I don't know if it's right now, it's just in a rumor mill. Because
there's multiple sources that are like, one minute it's like a go, and then the other sources are like, it's not happening.
Yeah.
Because Joaquin Phoenix doesn't do sequels.
Yeah.
Ah.
Ah, interesting.
Yeah, he's like that type of guy.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. That's a lot of coin. And I think he got a cut of everything that was sold, too. Because I think he took a low salary, but he did a deal like for like percentage of the gross of the movie.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Well, I don't even want to see a Joker sequel.
No, I don't think it needs it.
Mm-mm. It's just one of those things. It's perfect the way it was.
I think he should. I think Todd Phillips should just continue to direct like darker versions of Batman's rogue galleries, and just do it one every. You know, I think there should be one done on Harvey.
Another rumor.
Yeah.
Another rumor.
On Riddler.
That'd be a good one.
That would be good. But another rumor, since talking about rogues, but not Batman's rogues, talking about Superman's rogues, they want to do in the same vein as Joker. A Lex Luthor movie.
I like that.
I like that idea too.
Yeah, you like that?
Yes.
Like Lex Luthor for president?
I'm all in for that one. Yeah.
But, you know, obviously Superman would be or not be in the picture, or he'd just be like a supporting character. I don't know.
I mean, they did a really good job with the whole, like, making a movie of a main Batman villain without Batman in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they did a really good job of that. And they include like his dad like coming off as like the villain in the movie in a sense. I think with Lex Luthor, I mean, maybe they might change the, I don't know, maybe they might do something that could incorporate something from Superman's world without Superman having to like haven't come to Earth yet.
Yeah,
like a young Lex Luthor, how he come to power. Maybe do something with the Daily Planet.
I don't know. I don't see it.
Involving maybe one of, like a Kent, maybe like, you know, they're not in rural Kansas.
It has to take a hell of a writer to make that fly.
I can see there's a lot of things you could do. Lex Luthor is a very interesting, nuanced character whose background is never really delved into too much.
Mm-hmm.
Most we probably got was, what, Smallville?
Yeah. Well, and then we got some of Supergirl, too.
Yeah. No one was watching this, Speedy.
If you'd have known this, if you'd have watched it, okay?
Watch Supergirl.
Anyway.
I can see it. I can see them doing that background story. Make him like a politician, a businessman, and then at the end, after all his things have worked out, Superman arrives. Superman's on the set.
And then it creates. Then it leaves the rest for you to kind of.
I don't see it, man. I don't see that.
I'll be down for that.
Another
I like the Harvey Dent idea, though.
Yeah, Harvey Dent would be dope.
I think Scarecrow, too. You did a Scarecrow.
Or Harvey Dent prosecuting people, you know, because he was like, you know, he was like the original, like, vigilante kind of working with police, not Commissioner Gordon, maybe, but not.
Like, he was definitely like
Gordon when he was just a regular detective.
Like, I like Aaron Eckhart in Dark Knight.
Yeah.
You know, he was very hands on. Yeah. Like, he was really in the streets.
Yeah. He was in the streets.
He was in the streets.
Talking about people who are in the streets, The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, has already announced that he's already working on Black Adam.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
He showed that the picture.
Yes, he did. So his take on Black Adam apparently, reportedly, and allegedly will be not as dark as the villain that we'd get in the comic book.
Mm-hmm.
He will be more of an anti-hero. They do say that it will cross over with Shazam at some point, maybe, or maybe he will cross over in Shazam's movie.
Okay.
Because Shazam has a sequel. They're not sure yet exactly what's going to happen with that.
Are
but
they not sure Shazam has a sequel?
Or? No, they are.
They don't know if because I believe they teased a different villain for the sequel. Remember, at the end of Shazam?
They're going to do the seven rounds?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. Something like that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I never really read Shazam comics like
Man,
that.
Man, I didn't either.
So the real interesting thing about Black Adam is that supposedly the rumor is, according to Mikey Sutton, is that will be the launch board for a brand new DC movie universe, now introducing the Justice Society of America. Hmm. The old school Justice League, you know?
Get like,
you know?
The Green Guardsmen.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yep. Yep. So
the original Flash.
The original Flash and the original Green Lantern and, you know? What do you think about that?
No.
No? That's what I said. I said, well, how they're going to make that fly?
Yeah. I guarantee you, like, DC kind of gets The Rock involved. And, like, The Rock's going to have his hands, like,
that's
really in DC after this Black Adam movie. I promise you.
Yeah.
And then I bet you he's gonna help greenlight another Superman movie where Superman takes on Black Adam. Because I don't see another villain right now.
Well, that's what I think. I think that's what they wanted to do. They wanted to have maybe the sequel and the third part have Henry Cavill come back and be more like a mentor kind of to Shazam. Kind of be like, hey, man, listen, we kind of similar powers. Mm-hmm. Although yours is magical. Let me show you the ropes, you know. And the third being more serious, he'd probably have to face off against Black Adam and Superman has to kind of help him. But ultimately, Shazam has to defeat him because Superman can defeat characters that have magic powers, you know, physically.
Yeah,
and they need to hurry up too because them kids are getting older.
He's gonna come like that, you know. He's gonna come up like a Superman, like a superhero coach, you know. Like, come on, Shazam, you could do it.
Good, it's ever gonna star in after.
Yeah, so. I don't know, but supposedly Henry Cavill has also said he's not hang up the Superman cloak yet.
Yeah,
that you know, as far as he's concerned, he's Superman. Nobody's told him anything different, and
he's a pretty good Superman.
Yeah. You know,
unfortunately, in a series of
it was not his fault.
Yeah.
I did like his part when he comes back in the end when he's gonna fight the big fight at the end when he returns. It seems like that for a moment that was the Superman character we were waiting for. You know, like
for
the end of Justice League. Yeah.
Yeah,
you know.
I just didn't like how they brought him back.
Yeah, it was kind of forced. Him. Yeah, it was forced. I was just like, why did they just leave the mustache on him? I could have bought that. You know, he was dead. Grew a beard. Grew a mustache, you know?
Yeah.
Right?
I would have been down for a grungy Superman.
Yeah, sure.
A little grimy one. I could see it.
Yeah. So, Snyder, when you do your cut, leave the mustache, okay? Yeah, just let it ride, okay? leave the whole beard and everything. Okay? Interesting about The Rock, the last rumor is a Marvel rumor, okay? Of course, we know Spider-Man 3 is coming eventually.
Yeah.
Did we get a date?
Spider-Man 3?
Yeah, the Spider-Man 3 that they to finish up the trilogy.
Okay. Oh, that's right. That was number 2. Okay. Yeah.
Now, supposedly, there's also been an agreement to start a new trilogy when they do the third one, finally. Looking at 2023, Marvel and Sony collabing again.
Mm-hmm.
They've apparently come to another agreement to do another trilogy. And this trilogy will be Peter Parker in college.
About time
with Tom Holland.
With Tom Holland's character, And this will be his college formative years. We're hoping some Green Goblin action finally, and everything that happens to him in college, you know, that happened to him in the comic books. And
I'm a big Spider-Man fan. They're leading this thing.
Oh, they're going to milk it. That's a cash cow, man.
This third one and just leave it alone for a while.
It's a cash
cow. I guess 2023 is pretty
fun. John Holland's like 22, 23 years old.
Yeah, Malcolm will look a little older. He can pass the college thing, right?
He's not bad. Yeah, it won't be bad. I just saw too, even with the third Spider-Man film, leaked script.
Yeah,
is on Reddit, so I delve into that.
Yeah.
Apparently, a lot of people really want Kraven to be the, which makes sense.
Well, this next one, technically, because he's on the run.
He's on the run.
I can see that happen.
I can see I don't know, maybe J. Jonah.
Hiring him, maybe.
Hiring Kraven.
Yeah, maybe.
Kraven one last hunt.
Yeah,
hunting down Spider-Man. But I think Mysterio's. From what I read, and spoiler, just in case it actually becomes true, Mysterio's actually behind it.
Mm.
So Mysterio plays behind the scenes by working. I think he's working with J. Jonah. I forgot how
did Mysterio die in this?
I don't believe
they never really confirmed. They just asked. What the hell did she say?
Hey, Edith, the computer?
Yeah.
He asked her, is this for real? And she said, yeah.
Is this for real? She's like, all illusions are basically off. She never said he was dead.
Yeah, that's true.
She said the illusions were gone.
Well, I mean, apparently somebody had to clean it up and they had to take a body. So,
yeah.
You know, they never said they didn't find a body.
Yeah, that's true.
Right? So, well, I mean, we're assuming, you know.
I want to see Sinister Six.
Yeah,
I know it's a lot.
That's what I think the third one's going to set up. It's, from what I read, the third one's supposed to set up Sinister Six.
You know, it's not too far fetched to believe that they'll have another person be another character be Mysterio.
Yeah, that's true.
Maybe somebody who worked for him or is upset.
Yeah, you know, with Spider-Man.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely.
Yeah, I can see it.
You know. I don't know. We'll see where Spider-Man goes in the future. If you guys watch a show on Netflix called The Toys That Make Us.
I have not started watching it yet.
I
watched the preview for it.
Yeah?
And I was tempted to watch the first episode. But
I recommend it. If you have watched how they made Transformers and G.I. Joe and even Lego and all that stuff. And then the recent season that they came out with, they talk about the history of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle toys. They also talk about pro wrestling and a bunch of stuff, a bunch of interesting stuff. And in the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, I did not know that Peter, the creators had beef.
The creators?
Yeah.
Of the toys?
Yeah, no, the creators of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, yes.
Okay.
They had beef, the Peter David and I believe that's his
name. With each other?
Yeah. Yeah, Eastman and Peter Eastman and Karen, I forget their names. But anyway, they in the episode, they had a beef. And because of this episode, apparently by the end of it, they were able to get back together and reconcile.
Okay.
A little bit. At least get together. They went back to their old, to where they they were drawing the comic books and stuff like that. Like the place that they had rented and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And it was interesting. So
that's dope.
Yeah. So it's interesting. I recommend it to anybody who's on Netflix right now. It's called The Toys That Made Us. A bunch of interesting shows on there.
I definitely want to watch it.
Yeah. It's it's interesting. It's just about business, how the business worked back then.
Gotcha.
There's one when they're doing a My Little Pony, and the lady comes out and she goes, "Feed the beast." And they were like, just make new toys. Like, oh, this is selling. Like, oh, this kind of pony. Then she comes out again, "Feed the beast."
Wow.
And they go like, yeah, we made this toy, "Feed the beast." It was funny. So it was interesting. That's like the theme of all the episodes. Like, you know, what new toys can we make?
Yeah. Listen, I never had My Little Pony, but I did have a glowworm. You remember glowworms?
Anybody still do Dungeons and Dragons?
No. I never did Dungeons and Dragons.
No, you never did Dungeons and Dragons?
Nah, I mean, I knew it wasn't cool when I was 7. I was like, that's not cool.
I did Dungeons and Dragons.
I did
a bunch of role-playing. I used to do the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle role-playing.
I had a Ninja Turtle mask, and I definitely poked somebody in the eye with a sigh.
We're talking about dice and, you know, character sheets.
No,
you know?
No, I had friends.
You walk into a room.
I did collect Pog, though.
Yeah. Did you?
Yeah. But yeah, the guys at Checkpoint XP have a Dungeons & Dragons show that they get together and they do.
Yeah.
They do a little game. Live? Yeah, they play live. Yeah. That's a thing. There's actual actors. I guess they're very popular actors. Mm-hmm. They got together on Twitch or on YouTube or something like that. And every day they would do. They would write voice acting for an actual D&D game.
Okay.
And they would act as their characters, and they would just go live and just do the game, you know?
That is dope.
And then they would act like their characters, you know?
For I remember when I was in high school, junior high, high school, Magic got really big.
Yeah.
Magic got really big. Mm-hmm.
Well, they're the guys that bought Dungeons & Dragons, that company, yeah.
And I remember going to like a Magic gathering party, mm-hmm. and I have to admit, it was kind of cool. Because they were teaching me.
Did you buy that starter pack, huh?
No.
Yeah, that starter pack. Trying to get into it. Come on, admit it. It's okay, bro.
I tried the Pokemon thing. I just could never. Maybe it was just maybe too complex for my mind at the time.
Yeah,
just playing cards and knowing what attacks.
Yeah. Well, the big news about Dungeons & Dragons is they're reintroducing the Psionic class to the Dungeons & Dragons games. So in other words, you can have now a character that has psychic powers or psionic powers, I guess. Pick up stuff with their mind.
Did they make
a
movie out of that?
Yeah.
They did make a Dungeons & Dragons movie. Was it Marlon Wayans? Marlon Wayans. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That did not go well.
No, it did not. Talk about movies that didn't go well. Yeah. Oh, man.
We should have an episode where we just talk about every bad, like, video game movie, board game movie, comic adaption, like anything like that.
You came in late, so anything you want to talk about, add about The Mandalorian? Because we kind of talked about it in the beginning where you weren't here.
I really enjoyed it. It's not too much dialogue. It's an easy watch, which makes it good for me. Like I said, I'm not a huge Star Wars fan like that.
Yeah.
But I do, you know.
Are you a Clone Wars prequel kid, or are you an original trilogy kid?
I think I got into it. So I had this friend. Damn, this is, I remember it like night and day now. Like, this is back in middle school. He was from Colorado. Mm. And his name was Dylan. He was cool as hell. He kind of put me onto the Star Wars thing. Like, I went to his house one time, and his whole room was just dedicated to number Star Wars. I'm talking Lego, Star Wars, Death Star, and everything. Like, his room looked like the
movie.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was insane. So like, and I remember when the movie re-released, when New Hope re-released,
mm-hmm.
and this was like maybe
they changed hand. They changed the hand shot first and all that stuff. Yeah.
So they re-released New Hope, and then for his birthday we went to it. So that's when I like kind of got back into it.
Right.
So. Not and then shortly after what Phantom Menace came out, maybe like a year or two after that.
Yeah.
So that's when I started catching on to the Star Wars wave. Because to this day, and shoot me, you know what I mean? If you're like, what the hell? I've never seen Empire Strikes Back, and I've only caught the end of Return of the Jedi.
Empire Strikes Back is on Disney Plus.
And all that's on Disney
Plus. It's on Disney
Plus.
Yes, it is.
Now I'm like, now
yes,
I got a chance to really like,
you got a chance.
Yes, dive
you
back got a chance. Into that.
At the, every time I'm like, The Mandalorian's over, it always says, don't forget Empire Strikes Back is here.
And obviously that's what one of the best
that's funny.
Out of the whole trilogy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we're signing off here at Geek Culture Congress. Shouts out to everyone who's watching us on Checkpoint XP. The guys did not have a regular show today, Tanya Raven. They'll be back hopefully Monday with a regular show because I believe a lot of them are on vacation. I think they'll be returning. I think they're still doing the Dungeons and Dragons show. And Norris was doing some League of Legends playing. And I'm sure he'll be back on later on to do some more League of Legends playing. So.
Oh, and real quick, since we were ending on Star Wars stuff, like I just got the... Fallen Order.
Yeah.
Fire.
It's fire? Yeah.
Yeah. See, that's what I'm saying. I might have to get
into it. Yeah, you got
to
get into this. Yeah, you got to get into it. All right.
Check, there's a Black Friday deal.
Yeah.
Well, drop them socials. Let them know if they want to follow you,
Tarek. My name is Tarek on Instagram and just my name on Facebook.
All right. Joey, hit them up.
That's right. At Joey Franchise on Twitter and Instagram. Keep up with me on Wild 94.1 Monday through Friday, 7 midnight.
Yes.
And also, like I said, if you want to check me out on the radio, Wild 94.1 app, it's free to download, and that's where you'll catch me.
Excellent. You can follow my Eternal Life as a DJ at DJ Speedy JR, all socials. I edit a comic book called Alienox Comic. Go and Google it, find it on on your favorite comic book app and read it and enjoy it. Let me know how you think about it. Volume 4 is coming soon. And we have more Geek Culture Congress next week, I believe. Anybody going on vacation? No, we're good? Yeah, we'll be back for the Monday live show.
I won't be here next Monday. I know that.
Oh, well, then. Just be you, me, you, Tarek.
Yeah.
We'll find something to talk about.
Yeah. Actually, wait. I think I will be here.
Yeah? Excellent.
Well, I took the day off. I know I took a couple days off.
Well, you take the day off, don't come to work.
Well, they got me coming in anyways because I got an interview with an artist.
I
think it's on... Actually, it's on Tuesday. Never mind. Yeah. So, yeah,
that's what happens when you're in Orlando. Anyway, so we're signing off. Check us out on the gram, Instagram, at us, Geek Culture Congress, three words all together. On Facebook, Geek Culture Congress, three words separate. And, of course, follow us. Follow our friends at Checkpoint XP, of course, at checkpointxp.com. Geek Culture Congress signing off. Until next week. Ciao.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.